This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if you're just rolling off of fresh air into this, well, on our program, there'll be much less swearing, no prank calls to the elderly, and absolutely no repeated ringing of a gong while screaming, "You got grossed!" No, just Earthbound audio performers describing parallel universes that don't exist, so there's no use in worrying about them. So, sit back, know that you're safe from the heavy metal-infused, shock-value-filled hellscape that is NPR, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years and 3 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King, blah, blah, blah. Chunt, Dorisu, Usador. I need, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sorry, you know how much I love doing the intro to the podcast, but I kind of have something important to talk about.
Oh, yeah, is everything okay? Did you catch an STD?
No. Why is that? Every time, why do you always guess that's the thing?
You can tell us. And you can show us.
Can I? Would I? No. I mean, I guess it's good to know that.
Would you? Should you? In a boat? Would you? Could you? With a goat?
I mean,
Arnie, is that what happened with a goat?
Arnie with a goat. No. No, let's not. We're going down a very strange
And that's coming
road.
From me.
I know.
What, Arnie, what is it? What happened?
Okay, so remember we went to Hog's Facer a couple weeks ago. It was a nice little getaway. You know, when we came back, it took me a couple days, but I was like, oh, that's right. We've got the Dark Lord trapped in the basement. I should probably go check on how Tourmaline Dragon Teen, who's watching the Dark Lord, has been doing down there. So I go down there. Tourmaline Dragon Teen is asleep.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
Are you being paid by the word to tell this story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I am. In a way, I mean, I guess it's more by the time. Look, in some ways, I am being paid to fill this time. And so maybe I'm putting too many words into this time. I could slow it down and it would be fine.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I just thought maybe you bought stock in long-windedness, but I'm the asshole.
I mean, your words, not mine.
No. Okay, continue. What happened? So
I'm just saying the Dark Lord was gone.
What?
The Dark Lord, who we're keeping in the basement, was gone. And here's the thing. I should have told you both immediately, but I didn't.
What? Oh. What do you mean? He gone.
No.
Oshkosh bagosh.
That's
something I've heard you say, Arnie. I don't know what that
is. I know. I say it all the time when my pants start to fall down.
It sounds like a dumb chicken. Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah.
But tell us what happened. Did you find
him? Was now you want me to tell you what happened. Oh, too many words.
Okay, how much do we owe you?
I didn't say that.
Here, I have 10.
Okay.
I have 10 gold pieces. Here you go.
Okay.
Tell us.
And Usador, what do you got?
A non-exhaustible amount of patience.
Really, though? That seems... I don't think that's true.
Tell me now.
Non-exhaustible. Okay.
So, the next day, I'm hanging out in the tavern, as I often do. You know, around here, it's like, this is my place. And I look over, and the Dark Lord is clearing the dirty dishes off of my table.
What?
Oh, you just mean the boy?
Yeah, you know how the Dark Lord is trapped in the body of a Carfoon blemish.
Right.
Honey, you keep telling us information we know.
Right. Yeah, you know all this stuff. Why do I keep explaining all this stuff to you in such detail? You know who Blemish is from...
Just get to the pod or you're having trouble peeing.
Look, I grabbed Blemish / the Dark Lord, whisked him back down into the basement, locked him in his cage again. So that's fine. And I guess I should have led with that. I should have led with don't worry, the Dark Lord is still trapped.
Phew.
Yeah, you should have led with that.
But why was he just hanging out up here clearing tables? And why was he bussing?
Well, sometimes I like to go down there and taunt him and remind him that I nearly killed him. And then I thought, you know what, we need a busboy around here.
Yeah, and Arnie, I'm just thinking out loud right now, but maybe... Bussin' makes him feel good?
That's true. Could be.
Yeah, you know, when you bus a table, you feel like you're getting stuff done. It's like you're cleaning up, right? And we all get the little itch of satisfaction when you clean, right? It's nice to come home to a clean home.
Sure.
Sometimes when I look at Blemish, I just think of something from my childhood, something that could never be corrupted, you know?
Sure. Well, you can't arrest a mountain.
You can't arrest a mountain.
You can't. Here's the thing, Chunt. That's already someone's book. You can't arrest a mountain.
That's right.
Maybe you just gotta cut. Look here. You just take those pieces apart and like replace them. So it's like, you can't fuck the sky.
I got a job.
Yeah,
I can fuck this guy. Actually, you know what? Excuse me while I fuck this guy.
Usador, you got a job. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep calling
you Usador. Oh, you got a job. Dorsey, what's your new job?
I'm enchanting things like necklaces and rings. Just giving them little buffs and things. I have set up a little stand outside.
Did you say little buffs?
Yeah, little buffs.
So in my head, this is like a 2-inch man who's super jacked?
That's right.
Is that Lord? Wow.
Yes, I enchant necklaces, I enchant rings, and I make little buffs.
Well, not that it's a competition, Arnie, but I have news as well.
Okay.
I'm dating someone.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, we haven't gone on a date yet, but I met them when I dug up seance last... Let me do what you do. Remember last week when I dug up seance?
Yes. Oh, I'm appreciating this exposition.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
So when I dug up seance, I also dug up this skull, and I was like, ew, skull bones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm so sorry to interrupt. Now, I know who seance is, but would you tell me anyway?
It's my undead cat. Mm-hmm. It's all bones, kind of floats in the sky. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of like, ew, skull bones, and then the skull was sentient and was like, hey, cutie, and I was like, me? And we hit it off, and I have a date with a sentient skull next week.
This is definitely going to lead to an STD.
Their name is Shaky Cakes, and I'm just very excited.
Oh, that's nice. Shaky Cakes. That is exciting. And Usador, you keep bringing up STDs. Is there something you want to tell us?
I have had several STDs over my very long life, each more powerful than the last.
More powerful than the last.
Wow. So they're just building on top of each other.
That's right.
Okay.
It's loud in here tonight.
It is. I was going to say the same thing. I guess there's some kind of event going on at the tavern.
Oh, and I guess last week that guy punched a hole in the roof, so there might be a lot of outside noises coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's inconvenient, especially for our editors. But what are you going to do? Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I pull over some of these revelers over to our table?
Sure. Unless we have a guest already scheduled.
No.
You failed to do
so
that.
Worried. I was so worried about the Dark Lord, and I spent so much time
so
like...
You were so worried that you didn't tell us about it for weeks.
No, but I spent so much time thinking about how I was going to tell you, and I was like, okay, Arnie, remember all the details that are important to tell them in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent like half a day in the bathroom looking in the mirror, telling that, and that's how it came out with practice.
That's right. At Dorsu, remember Arnie... Years and years ago, remember he told us he has memento disease?
Oh, that's right.
Or maybe it was...
No, I said
or maybe
I'm
it was
addicted
Mentos.
Yes.
Is that why he kept lifting up carts that parallel park?
Yeah. Wasn't that impressive?
You also sat down in your outfit on a wet bench, and it gave your outfit pinstripes, which was perfect for your job interview.
That reminds me. I finally finished your blade, Arnie. The Fresh Maker.
Oh, oh my gosh. You know, I feel like we should bring some of these revelers over. I could tell you guys about how the Cooper in town is dead now, but maybe I'll tell you that next week. Hey,
guys.
Probably died of an STD.
What's up?
Guys. You talking to us?
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind Hey, we kind of own this tavern.
What? Oh.
We're just kind of curious, what event is going on here tonight?
Oh, say no more. Do you mind if we take a stand on your table?
Please, sure. Come over. Join us.
Yeah, please.
Sick. I'm just going to... Here. Do you want me to lift you?
No,
I got it.
I'll lift you.
Now, we should come clean. Arnie often forgets to tell our guests that you are being recorded on an audio medium that shall be transmitted to other worlds.
Okay, if we have to come clean, it's unlikely because we are... dirty rats, to be honest.
I mean, that's literal, though. You are rats.
That is literal.
Yeah.
We're not, like, rats in the non-literal sense. We're rats in the very literal sense.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Look at these rats. They're wearing polos with no pants.
I know. What's weirder, that they're wearing polos or the fact that they are wearing polos but no pants?
I don't know. This is fascinating.
What's up, guys? Also, don't be shy. You here for the frat event or what?
The rat event?
It's a frat event?
Yeah, it's for frat. It's frat.
Yeah, this is a rush event for Rho Alpha Tau. You guys, that's what you're here for, right?
Oh. Rho Alpha Tau. Oh, rat. So this is a...
This guy gets it.
This is a
Give me
frat.
Some, my dude.
Oh, punch it in.
Punch it in. Careful. Ash gosh bagosh. Hell yeah, my dude.
You know it too. Ash gosh bagosh.
That's a good thing they're not wearing pants because they would have been falling down.
So these
There's
are
a lot of good reasons we're not wearing pants.
These are frat rats rushing frat. Did I get that right?
What happened there at the end?
Pretty close.
Frat rats rushing rat. Rat was
there you go.
Row. What was it?
Rho Alpha Tau. That's
Rho
right.
Rho Alpha Tau.
Yeah, my dude, you got it. That is Latin for it's ratten. I'm sorry, I misspoke. That is ratten.
Oh, yeah. Some of my furniture at home is ratten.
Oh, very nice. I'm talking to some classy guys here. Check this out.
Now,
Greg Cheese,
I'm
we're talking to some
sarcastic.
Classy gentlemen.
Now, I'm not sure if I overheard somewhere ratten. That's a dead language?
Well, yeah. When our ancestors passed away, it became a dead language when they got stepped on by all those bulls.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sad.
No.
Yeah,
the rats, Arnie, famously in Foon, the rats... Their kind participates every 4 years in an event called the Standing of the Bulls, where the rats stand and the bulls run. And boy, oh boy, it is a shit show.
I'm not looking forward to next summer. Let's just say that.
Super high fatality rate, but a ton of fun afterwards if you make it.
So, and I'm so sorry, I haven't asked this yet. What are your names?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to get y'all's names, too, but I'll introduce myself. My name is Charlie Havarti.
Charlie Havarti, okay.
Yeah, I'm the president of Rho Alpha Tau, so it's a pleasure to meet you fellas.
Havarti,
Yep, that's Charlie, and I'm Greg Cheese.
Oh, no, I want cheese now so bad. I just wish I was a giant udder just being milked in a field.
I've got to apologize for my friend here. He's got a weird, like, dairy fixation thing lately.
Oh, no. Okay, well...
Well, to be fair, I had a dairy godmother, and she taught me her ways, so I'm a little... I'm sorry. I'll shape it up. Sorry, Art. Sorry.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, a dairy air about you, you know?
Yeah,
and then I'm picking
right?
up on.
Thank you.
But hey, really, honestly, fellas, it doesn't matter what you're really into necessarily. It doesn't matter how, you know, kind of freaky weird you are. You know, we take all shapes and sizes and, you know, take them as they come. We are a very accepting house, and we'd love to get to know you fellas a little bit more and see if you're interested in potentially joining Rad House.
Oh, well, will you, Charlie, was it?
Yeah, Charlie, that's right.
Would you please give us one moment?
Arnie Sherman, Dorsey. Hey, should we rush? I mean, this is our chance. Never really been much of a joiner. I don't know.
This is our chance to fit in, to have a group of friends, to bond, to party.
Well, John, I see how this makes sense for you, but for Dorsu and I don't know if we can join an animal house. I mean,
well, they just said they take all kinds, all shapes, all sizes.
But look around. Look around the tavern tonight. Everybody partying is a rat.
Wow, Arnie. Unbelievable.
Wow.
That is disgusting. No, I'm just saying, all the rats, that's disgusting. You're fine. Yeah. You're fine. I'm saying
what you're
rats.
Saying is literally true.
Yeah. Wow. So but look, gross. Wow.
Yeah. Charlie, we would like, the three of us would like to rush.
Oh, well.
You know, can you actually give me 1 second to talk with my associate Greg Cheese here real quick?
Sure.
Of course.
What? Oh, yeah. What do you need?
Oh, my God. Us. This is awesome. Dude, do you see the size of these guys? If they join our house, Frog House will never mess with us again.
Oh, my God. And they'll also be able to drink with me and make pledge nights a lot easier.
Yeah, and that.
Okay.
We got them on the hook. Now we got to reel them in.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm on board.
Hell yeah. Punch yourself in the balls real quick.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
All right, let's get back over there.
I just punched myself in the balls. I wish I had a reason to do that.
Yeah.
I just punched Dorsu in the balls.
Whoa, guys. Pledgeship hasn't even started yet. You guys are off to an amazing start.
Sorry, we're just so excited. Let's take a quick break. We'll get some drinks, and we'll hear about what we need to do to rush after we come back.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, Charlie, Greg, what do we need to know to do this little frat rat
face
thing?
Face chug! I'm chugging in your face.
Oh no!
I grabbed you by the collar and I'm chugging in your face.
Whoa, okay, that's very close.
Okay, well, the first thing to know is pledgeship is not as bad as it seems. I have been pledging for, you know, 6 semesters, but it's okay. That's okay.
Okay, because I was a little worried, because I think I read in the newspaper 2 years ago, like, 50 horses died during some sort of hazing, frat hazing.
It was actually a grazing. It was a grazing that was happening, and it got out of hand. It was a sick party. I mean, that was one for the books, for sure. But
The horses, like, butt grazing?
Yeah, they were butt grazing.
I heard that's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you don't want a butt graze.
Butt grazing is when you dip a tampon in grass. You can figure it out.
John, we don't need all these details about that. Although, you know, I read in the newspaper about all these scarecrows that died in a hazing incident recently.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that. Can you tell me more?
If I must. I think, maybe I'm getting confused. It was an amazing incident.
Ah.
Yes. Now, after there was an amazing party after that happened. So wow. Sad, obviously, of all the sick scarecrows kinda, passing, but yeah, it was amazing.
Sad and kind of corny, but...
Speaking of amazing parties, I don't know if that's something you guys are into.
Yeah.
Look in your eyes. Yeah, this guy, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Rat House is known for, is throwing some pretty epic parties. So if that's something that you're interested in, I mean, you'll find it here.
I guess I do like to party.
Yeah, you guys big party guys?
Is it a party without fireworks?
Oh! Whoa!
Ah, my retinas.
Dorisu, I'm glad there's no roof here anymore. Otherwise, that would have caused a fire.
Well, yes, I wouldn't do anything so dangerous as that.
But that reminds me, Arnie. Mm-hmm. Since I can't run the tavern as Usador anymore, you need to get the roof fixed.
Oh. Okay.
Can you do that for me, please?
Sure, I'll say yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway. Fireworks!
Whoa! I don't know this dude like knew magic and stuff. That's some high level stuff. Like, you know, we're going to school for magic, so we know our way.
I'm pretty jealous. I got it.
Spells too.
I am Dorisu the sorcerer, not a wizard born of magic, but a man who had to learn magic. A big, fat, meaty man who doesn't know anything about magic innately, but had to learn it like a big pile of crap.
Well, if there's anything we've learned, it's that not everyone can magic, but magic can come from anyone.
Oh, it's like bourbon and whiskey.
I think I get it.
So what school is your fraternity attached to?
We actually attend the Fooniversity of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go blue, right? That's the motto, because everyone's supposed to like talk about like butts and balls and tits and stuff.
Yeah, we talk a lot about butts and balls and also tits and stuff.
Yeah, usually go blue.
Yeah, so we have to go blue.
Arnie, have we told you about the Fooniversity of Michigan?
No. Although, before you explain it, I've got to say, and I don't know why I'm saying this, as an Ohioan from my world, I feel like I'm not going to like this.
Ohioan?
Don't tell me you
went too. If you keep doing that, you're going to make me gag, all right?
Oh, wait, Ohio. Yeah, Arnie, we were in Ohio.
Yeah, you were in Ohio.
That's right. We went to a Myers.
Yes, you were in Ohio in 1989.
That's right.
But frankly, it's probably still much the same now.
Oh, does Earth have a Ohio State Fooniversity?
No, it has an Ohio State University, which is close, if you think about it. A lot of the same letters, at least like four or five of the same letters. But I didn't even go to that school, so I don't know. I don't care.
The rats might be able to better explain, but from what I've heard, the Fooniversity of Michigan, you know our friend Can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Can has an arbor, and on the land where his arbor is, he built a school to try and pass along. Is that right, Dorisu, that Can started this university to pass along his limited knowledge?
That's correct. In Can Arbor, that's exactly where it's located. It originally was just called the Fooniversity, but then everyone there started missing their grands. They just moved away from home for the first time. They're like, oh, my grandmother, I miss her so much. And then it sort of got shortened to Michigan over time.
Yeah, sure. I had a friend who went there. He unfortunately died. He ran into the Zingerman. The Zingerman is a man who gives zingers. So you walk up to him and he just kind of like dresses you down. He just kind of like tells you what your deal is in like a really succinct, biting way. And my friend got zinged so hard he died.
Oh, delicious though, probably.
I heard it was delicious.
We're getting all this right. Right, Greg? Right, Charlie?
Everything you said is 100% correct.
Greg.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually study history at the Fooniversity. Because I, unfortunately, was also not born with any magical abilities and have also been unable to learn them at my time there.
Hey, Greg Cheese, can I talk to you for a second just to the side?
Yeah, of course. Hey, okay, what's going on, Charlie?
Dude, what are you doing? Talking about history, dude? Come on, we need these guys.
They seemed interested. I'm sorry.
They seemed in your non-magic abilities? Bro, come on.
I'm sorry.
Do me a favor.
Captain Charlie Havarti.
Captain, what the hell was that?
I'm trying to be professional. Please, can I be in the frat? For real? Please?
If you keep working hard, tell you what. Raise one fist in the air.
Okay.
Raise the other.
All right.
Now, fling both of those fists at your nuts as hard as you can right now.
Oh, that looks like a good idea.
Arnie, did you see that?
Oh, my God.
I think that guy's nuts are history.
Oh, my goddesses, you guys. How long has it been since we've been talking and haven't had a round? Let's remedy this. On us, of course, on Rat House.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Please, please, please. We are the proprietors of this very establishment that you find yourself in. We shall treat you to a round.
A round of drinks for me and my friends.
Charlie, how much am I going to have to drink this time?
Dude, just feel it out. Just try to impress these guys, okay?
I'll do my best.
Rat friends, just so you know, if you want me to, since I'm a pledge, sirs, what I could do, just kind of offer up some sort of hazing, is I know how to do something called the elephant walk. That's where I put one thumb in my asshole and the other thumb in my asshole, because I have two assholes, and I just kind of sit down.
You know the elephant walk?
Yeah.
And you only just started pledging. You guys are kind of blowing my mind.
Oh, wow.
To be fair, he offers that information up to every guest.
Also, you don't have to refer to me as sir, because I technically am still not a full member of the frat.
We're fellow pledges with you now.
Yes!
Craig.
We got an extra frat. Yeah.
Here are some ales that have just arrived at the table. I think these are big enough. You could just climb right in there if you wanted.
Don't gotta ask me twice. And backflip.
Wow.
Greg?
He said backflip, but he just drank it. Oh, I mean, yes, sir. Give me a beer. Backflip. Go, 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 go.
Yeah, now you're getting it.
Arnie, say doing the splits.
Doing the splits.
Come on.
Here, I'll have to do something to impress them now. I know. I'll take this glass of beer, and I'll eat it whole.
Yep, just a man who learned magic.
Holy shit. Oh, my shit. God. That was incredible. So, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Pledgeship can be pretty tough, but you seem to be taking it in stride. Are you guys just... You can totally be candid with me, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. Are you rushing any other houses? Frog house? Pig house? Normal house?
Those all sound pretty appealing.
Sir, if we're meant to be honest, which I believe we are, we were approached by the Full House earlier, but we, at the time, were not interested.
The Full House?
Yes, it's the fraternity house where all they do is go to buffets.
I've heard good things about Owl House, but I don't know anything about it.
Who?
I've heard it's great. I've heard Owl House is great.
I've heard the same. I need
Who?
To watch. I need to check them out. Owl House.
Oh. Charlie, they're across the street from us. Or I guess on top of the street. Yeah, I gotta be honest, our house is technically in the sewer. Mm. I hope that works for you guys.
It's sick. It's really sick.
Well, it's got to be better than the place I was asked to rush way back when I was at the Great Halls of Tarakas, Monster House.
Yeah.
It's just not that interesting, really.
It was fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
Well, if you guys really are serious about pledging Rat House, I can guarantee you a few things. One, you're going to have the time of your life.
Two, STDs.
I was getting to that.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You're going to get a couple STDs, without a question. The majority of the house has an STD, and most of us aren't sexually active, so we're not even sure how it's getting passed around. We think maybe the toilets.
But these STDs are incredibly powerful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wildly powerful.
Really powerful stuff.
Dorsu. Yeah. Dorsu, you're vibrating. Calm down.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't know. This is something unpredictable to be hearing from two mice. I do hope we have the time of our life.
Well, Arnie, they're rats, not mice.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. By the way, you're just giving off a super cool vibe. Chunt, right?
Oh, me? Yes, sir, Chunt. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I don't usually do this, but I'm straight up going to initiate your ass right now.
Oh my gosh.
Greg, it's all right. You got to be cool. You got to be cool.
Oh my God!
Greg, just hang out here with me. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Hey, let's have a quick huddle. Greg, Doris, Sue, me. I'm including myself in this huddle.
Okay.
Greg, buddy, you gotta get yourself together. You're never gonna make it into the frat if you keep having outbursts like this.
It's been so long. It's been such a long time.
Greg.
Oh my God.
Stop being such a whiny baby, all right? Maybe that's why they're not taking you in, because you're being a whiny baby.
I'm not always a whiny baby.
Okay, well, you're being one right now.
Okay, all right. So what do you want to be, cool like Chunt? Look at him with fur and his hair. Wait, I have that too.
He's not so cool. Look at his thumbs. They're covered in shit.
Yes, sir, I have the thumbs with the fur, the feet with the fur, the tail with the fur. Thank you, sir.
Who has two thumbs that are covered in shit? It's Chunt. It's Chunt.
All right, dude. Well, I mean, so this is, this is all just a formality, really. But typically, you and I, now we kneel and we look eye to eye.
Okay.
And I shake your hand.
Okay.
And I give you this special handshake.
All right.
It just means that I stuck my thumbs up my ass, too. And that we do a regular handshake.
Perfect.
But our thumbs squish together a little bit.
Yeah, sealed in shit.
Sealed in shit. And
I try and sneak my hand in.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Greg Cheese.
Across the room.
Wait, Charlie, if I may, am I now a full member?
You're a full member, Chun, and you are my brother now.
You are my brother. Greg, step forward, you little plague-ass bitch. You rat cheese bitch.
Charlie, you are actually my brother. What the heck?
Wait.
You're literally brothers?
Yes.
Well, on a technicality.
On a technicality?
Yeah, technically we have our parents are the same.
And the same dad, yeah.
Yeah, that would do it. That is a technicality, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
But what's the deal with you having different last names?
Well, do you want to take this, Greg Cheese?
Yeah, I'll take it. So our dad didn't allow me to have our full name, so he let me pick one, and the closest thing that I was allowed to pick was Cheese.
That is the saddest story I've ever heard.
No way. Are you serious? The saddest?
You could pick any last name you wanted. You could have been Greg Power Gem, and you chose Cheese.
Or you even could have gone the route of, like, being Greg Cavarti.
Guys, that's the saddest part of that story?
Yeah. I think so.
The last name.
The part that he just said Cheese?
Uh-huh. Greg, you've got to make a big splash, and you've got to do it tonight. Climb up on Arnie's head and get him to cook some food.
I just don't think my little bro is ever going to let me into this fraternity.
Charlie and Chunt. Charlie and Chunt.
Chunt. Charlie
and
Chunt.
Chunt. Whee!
Greg, come here.
Yeah? Okay.
Get it together. Look at them. See them? They're cool. They're the snobs. We're the slobs. We got to take them down.
Take them down? You mean start our own fraternity?
Oh, that seems like a lot of work. No, we got to just, like, tear them down to our level something.
Hey, okay. Pledges, poops, I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Chunt said he's thirsty, so can we get another round going, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I'll be right back with that. I'll be right back.
No, come back, come back.
All right.
I don't want something from the bar. Greg, come here. Piss in my mouth.
What?
Piss in
Wait,
here.
What?
Now.
Yes, Captain Chunt.
Oh, Art Charlie, you see this shit? He's really gonna do it.
I can't believe he's doing it.
What an idiot.
He's actually doing it.
Chunt, now you have piss in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's not even bear piss like usual.
I will say, this is when it comes in handy to not have pants on.
Sure.
That's true.
Well, now we know.
Well, I was gonna say I'm thirsty too, but I'm not anymore. I would take bar drinks.
Greg, take off your polo and wear it as pants.
What?
Wear your polo as pants.
Charlie, tell him he's gone too far.
Hey, he's an active man. I've got no jurisdiction over this guy.
Now do it. Now do a handstand and kick yourself in the head, because the head is where your balls would be.
Oh, God.
Chunt.
What do you want, Dorsu?
Chunt, as fun as that looks, you've gone mad with power.
I've gone mad with power?
That's right.
Magic yourself a toga right now.
What? Eroth Pearl Cross!
Now do 20 push-ups.
Oh, fine.
Arnie,
I feel like we do this every 100 episodes or so.
Arnie, what's 2 plus 2?
You know I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay, bud. How you doing? Are you enjoying this whole thing?
I'm having so much fun.
Okay, okay, but just, hey, just within reason. Don't get out of control, okay?
Yeah. I'm not being a bully, am I?
Yeah, you are.
But hey, Chunk, can I talk to you for a second, Chunk?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
So, here's the thing, my dude. I absolutely love the energy that you're already bringing to Rat House.
Nice.
But I do want your two best buds to get in here, too. So, if...
Say less.
Oh, bro. You're not coming at the king, are you?
Nah, dog. I'm just saying say less.
13. Pay more. Pay more. You get it.
Hey, I get it. We're simpatico.
Dude, yeah. And it's just like, these two guys, we want them in because they're, you know, they're big. They're muscle.
They're
big and
guys. Yes. Okay.
So I'm glad we're on the same page.
Absolutely. Well, I think, Charlie, it's going to be weird coming from me because I have a history with these two. So why don't you initiate them and I can just kind of hang back with Greg here. Greg, cool. Buddy.
Hey, what's up? Oh, sorry. My head and my balls hurt so much right now.
Well, I did all those push-ups.
And honestly, you're looking swole, my dude. Let me talk to you guys for a second. I want to get to know you a little bit better before, inevitably, of course, if you're still interested, we'd love to get you in Rat House.
Oh, I appreciate that.
We really need you guys.
What, Greg Cheese? Did you speak?
Yeah, I've been speaking this whole time.
Oh, GC, you fucked it.
When did the rules change?
I am this close to making you piss in my mouth.
I'm out!
But Greg said something fascinating. Why do you really need us?
I'm going to level with you guys. Okay. We have the sickest house on campus with amazing cred. And we're really building something special. But sometimes, you know, other houses get ideas that we can be pushed around because we're a little bit smaller. And I know what you're thinking. I don't look small, but I am. I mean, I'm big for a rat. I'm 8 pounds.
Well, I gotta say, also, you do look small.
Yeah, you're pretty small.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
All right, here we go.
No, I want him.
Okay, go ahead, Ani.
Easy, magic man. He's the one who said shit. Yeah, you want to step to the king?
Okay, sure. I'm.
Arnie I'm coming for Charlie Havarti.
Okay. Arnie, be careful.
I'm just trying a hard time figuring out how to negotiate this.
You want a party with Charlie?
This is a common tall person problem with arm wrestling, where it's like, how do you get a good angle on it? Because, you know,
and rocket off the table, catch him by surprise, get into his hand, and slam it down.
Ain't no party like a huff party party, because a huff party party don't stop.
Give me some, Sean.
Okay, fine. Touch your jumped on my hand. Just knocked it to the table. Touch.
Okay, I think we should take a quick break and then do best 2 out of 3.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Arnie, buddy.
Yeah?
Hey, listen. You're still my best friend, okay? Charlie is my brother, but you're my best friend, and I want you in this
frat. That happened really fast, I've got to say.
I know. I think Yusidoro was right last episode when he said I'm super suggestible, but I'm just having so much fun. But listen, I want you in the frat with me, and I know you told me on Earth you had two friends, I think,
Their names were like Abdul and Paula, and you said that they both rushed. And so I want you to as well. Will you rush and be my frat brother?
Okay, well, I'm not really a big frat person, but, you know, as I did learn from my friends Abdul and Paula, opposites do attract, so maybe I can get into this.
Yeah, it's like two steps forward and one step back. But yeah. Ultimately, you are making progress.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm just doing the math on that.
Yeah, and I don't mean to come off like a cold-hearted snake. Okay, look into my eyes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You've
best friend.
You've been telling lies.
No. Seriously, you're my best friend. Please. And that's all of them.
No, yeah, you're lucky.
That's all my advice I can think of.
You're lucky there's literally nothing else.
That's all my advice I can think of.
That's all of it.
Whoa. Okay. No, these guys are definitely getting bids to pledge a frat. What are you? These little buffs? These guys are sick. Oh, they're doing like handstands?
I can make it as many of these as you need. You can have a whole bunch of little buffs running around joining your frat.
Oh my god, I'm going to be the weakest guy in the freaking frat.
Can I ask Dorsu why you called them little buffs and not muscle men?
Well, you know, sometimes when you create a conscious being out of nothingness, you just look it in the eye and you go, looks like a little buff to me.
I dig it. I love these little guys.
Yeah. Oh, they're delicious, too. Yes.
So good.
Oh, no.
Oh, here. Quick.
Yeah.
I'm Dorisu, and not anyone else. But I enchanted a ring small enough to fit onto your little rat fingers. I want you to take this ring.
I shall take it.
And the gem inserted there. I love rocks. That gem inserted there in that ring will give you the confidence you need.
Ring slap? What are we talking about, boys?
Oh, good. It made it onto my hand. Thank God.
Chunt, you just slapped that ring straight onto that finger.
That's what I meant to do. What's up, Greg?
What's up? What's up is you fucking suck, Chunt.
What?
Whoa.
Damn.
What?
Greg, geez, you can't talk to an active like that.
Charlie, I'm your older brother. Go to your room.
Wait, you're the older brother?
I suck? How bad is it?
You suck bad, Chunt. You suck real bad.
Oh, no, Charlie, do something.
I don't know. He looks taller.
I don't know how to stand up to confidence.
Greg, geez, dude, what's going on, man? Like, know your place.
The name's Greg Havarti. All right? You better learn it.
Oh, my goddess.
And, Chunt, if you want to learn how to stand, you stand on your hands and you kick yourself in the head, balls.
Yes, sir. Ow! 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 Arnie, do something.
Arnie, do you also want one of these confidence rings? I'd say they last, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes, tops.
I don't know.
Oh, crap.
I'd love to have one, but there's no way I could get one of those on my fingers. I'd mess it up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would have taken that.
Do they make those small enough for penises? I mean, big enough?
No, too late.
Make up your mind.
No, you said it, Matt. You said it.
Hold it.
Now I'm going to tell all the bros at the frat house about your little thing.
Just 1 second. Just let me take this in, because for the first time ever, I feel like I'm actually looking at my brother. Take a knee, Greg Cheese. Look me in the eye.
Okay, but you take a knee, too.
Okay. Did you put your thumb up your butt already?
Yeah, it's up there, all right? It's up there.
Awesome. Shake my hand. Press our thumbs together. You're my brother. And you're my brother.
So oh my god, am I really finally in the frat? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, dude, you're in.
No way. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for so long for this. I'm so happy now.
No. Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm freaking crying like a little baby.
Yeah, so am I.
You guys, that's not cool, is it?
I don't know. I'm crying, too, but I'm just crying because Dorisu is crying. I'm not crying about the original thing.
Oh, you guys are going to make me cry. I don't want to cry because that's weak.
Fireworks.
I love my brothers.
I love my co-hosts.
Oh, we love you, Chunt.
I'm sorry.
You guys, quick, stick your thumbs up your butts.
Okay.
All right. Quickly. As quick as you can.
Darcy, I'm sorry I made you do 20 push-ups.
It's all right. I forgive you.
I'm sorry I told you math. I love you.
I love you, Ani. Okay, now grab. I'll give each of you a hand, and then we'll push our thumbs together.
Okay.
You are officially Ro Elfin Taw members, and you're our brothers. And you owe us dues.
What?
Yeah.
How much are the dues?
Depends on how big your room is in the house.
We're quite a bit bigger than the rest of you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you guys will totally fit in them.
So.
Well, I wish you'd told us about the dues up front, honestly. If I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
I mean, if I'm being perfectly honest, not cool, dudes. That's not cool. Dudes? I gave Arnie my last 10 gold to tell a story.
That's true.
I can't afford to buy friends, I guess.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize you guys were poor as fuck.
Yeah, you know.
Wait, hold on. You guys are poor as fuck?
Well,
not as fuck.
Not as fuck.
Yeah, I'm running a little tavern up here in the town of Nibblebottom, and,
I'd say maybe frugal as shit, but not poor as fuck.
Right, right. We just have to be careful with our money, because
Are you guys even in the black?
No. I've fallen victim to quite a few schemes over the years, and given away hundreds of thousands of gold pieces to various, confidence artists.
Yeah, and not to brag, but I've had 50,000 gold pieces stolen from me 5 to 7 times.
Well, I'll tell you dudes what. Subaru, I'll make you a deal. If you guys want to open your bar to us to throw, a couple exchanges or, themed parties, let's say 4 to 8 times a semester, then you guys can stay honorary members. How does that strike you?
I mean, it strikes me in a way that 4 to 8 is a pretty wide swing. Can we get a more approximate number?
4 to 12?
Now we're talking.
Did he call me Subaru?
I mean, I kind of like it.
Obviously you guys would be invited to some of these themed parties, and we've thrown some pretty good ones. So
what are some of the themes?
Mobsters and lobsters.
Okay.
Obviously, the perfect combination.
Barbarians and librarians.
Okay, nice. I like that a little bit less. But
I'm sensing a theme to the themes.
D is 4, where you can come dressed as anything that begins with the letter D, and then that's just your costume.
Well, that blew my theory.
There's also once a year there's my birthday party if you want to come.
Shut up, Greg. Sorry, I don't know what came over me.
No, that was still fun. Belly touch and chest bump.
Well, I think we must agree to your terms. We're sad to just be honorary members, but if you're only going to have 4 to 12 parties, why, that seems perfectly reasonable.
Yeah.
And easy to plan around.
It could be. And typically, we're not doing amateur nights. We're not taking up, the weekends. It's on most nights when other folks aren't even partying. So I think it's probably a pretty good deal for you.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I mean, every once in a while we get the pig man on campus in here, but, he's just one guy eating from a truck.
You guys know pig man on
comes
campus?
Here?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
You guys know the pig man?
Oh, yeah. On very good terms with the pig man.
Isn't his name Kevin Bacon?
Arnie. Yeah.
Arnie, you're supposed to call him Mr. Bacon.
Oh, sorry, Mr.
Bacon. Or the Baconator.
Hungry all of a sudden.
Me too. Honestly, the other thing too is, we will spend money here. Like, we drink a lot. Like, last night I had an entire beer.
Oh.
Well, we had an entire beer. We split one between all the rats.
Man. Yes. That's impressive, though, considering your size. So, if you come here, I'd say 4 to 12 times a year, and every time you drink a whole beer, we're going to be in the black real quick.
Well, excellent. Yeah, hey, put her there.
I do have a question, though, and I'm really sort of thinking through this thing of us inviting, a whole lot of rats into our tavern numerous times a year.
It's only mostly rats, if that helps.
Yeah, we're not an all-rat fraternity, just mostly rats.
Like, What are the non-rat members?
So we've got four. We've got four non-rat members. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see a Nutria sitting over there, which is in the rat family.
Ah. Yeah, we don't know him.
Look him up. Trust me, you'll be impressed.
Impressed?
Yeah, they're huge.
You thought we knew that guy?
I mean, I thought maybe it's a regional thing, but...
I don't know anybody that knows that guy.
I know him. Seriously, look up Nutria.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to believe it. I'm just not willing to be impressed.
Yeah, but we're not all rats. There is, we do have a gopher, and we've got...
Oh, to, like, get you coffee and beer and stuff?
No, that's Greg's job. Oh. Was. I'm so sorry, Greg Cheese.
Was.
Hey, I love you, brother.
Once a thumb went out my butt, I no longer am getting any coffee for anybody.
Good.
You don't need to, dude.
Good. Keep your hands away from my coffee.
Do you guys have any, like, hamsters or gerbils in the fraternity?
Oh, my... I'm almost as offended as when you said Nutria. No.
I just assumed because I saw this cart pull up and a bunch of hamsters got out and they had like backwards hats and sunglasses and like cool vests and they're kind of dancing around the cart. But that, again, that was maybe 12, 13 years ago. No
yeah,
one?
That was a while ago.
Look it up. No, you'll really be impressed. You'll be impressed.
They used to roll in that very square-shaped cart. I remember those
Yes.
guys.
Yeah.
I wanted to be one of those guys for a while.
Right? But,
I think those guys are from a different frat. Kappa, something with an I,
Ypsilon.
And then Alpha.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so it's mostly rats. One dragon.
What?
Whoa.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And the dragon's like the den mother?
Yeah, the dragon makes all the food for us. It's very helpful.
It's nice.
Because we usually can't reach most foods.
Yeah, and so it's... pretty strict bedtimes enforced too.
Sure.
Yeah, so you got to be in before midnight.
Yeah, we've lost a couple of brothers who did not adhere to the dragon's bedtimes.
Fuck. Do you have to like sleep on a horde?
Yeah, so it depends. Room picks are based on house points, and you get house points based on your house positions that you hold. So, for example, I'm president. I'm also social chair and rush chair. And I've got a lot of house points, so I get the best room in the house, which is right smack dab in the middle of the horde.
Wow. So cool.
When do you study?
I don't fucking study. I don't know shit.
What? How are you going to matriculate from your University of Michigan?
Charlie is just an inherently good student in terms of, like, he's able to get all the test questions right. People write papers for him. He's such a good student.
Yeah. So I've got about a B average right now, but
he does this thing that's so cool where, like, during tests he'll like look at other people's papers and he knows that they have the right answers and then he'll like get those.
But Charlie,
Charlie, wait a minute. He looks at other people's tests. He sees what answer they have. He recognizes that their answer is right. He writes it down.
Yeah, it's a gift.
So
it sounds like a gift.
It sounds like he knows the material.
So you're looking around. You're like, that one's not right. But this one is.
Yeah.
I told you, he's a good student. He's always been.
And it's not foolproof. There's some times where I look at someone's paper, and I'm not sure if their answer's right. But I'll take it anyways, because I'm not perfect, you know? That's why I got a B average.
Nice.
Charlie, what is your plan after you graduate?
I want to be a very powerful mage.
Oh, I know someone who can help you with that.
Who?
Arnie.
Me?
Introduce him to Dorisu.
Oh, okay. You're trying.
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
You're just trying to involve me, and that's okay.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot. Dorisu is a sorcerer, not a mage. I can't keep all these.
They're the fucking same, yeah, right?
I can't keep all these useful straight.
Basically,
yeah. The sorcerer, mage, wizard—they're all exactly the same.
No. Wizards are different.
Well, if you guys got any connections, I mean, the industry I'm trying to get into is like, you know, if there's a big live music show happening, I would love to create, you know, those lights and images that, you know, really take a show next level and be able to conjure those.
All the light and the magic.
Yeah.
Also, if you know anybody that can do anything with a history of magic degree.
Yeah.
You
guys should intern at Mage Sex Location. That club? Have you been to Mage Sex Location?
I have not been to it.
Is this a Nutria thing? No. Mage Sex Location. It's one of the hottest clubs. You haven't...
Wait, say
it
a couple more times.
Look it up. You'll be impressed.
Like 13 years ago.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
honestly, like, my mage secret want that, like, I've carried my entire life is,
uh-huh.
I don't know, you guys are going to make fun of me.
Wait, no, but is it dangerous for us to know your secret want?
I mean, I feel comfortable. You guys are my brothers. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be powerful enough to fuck the sky.
Oh, nobody can fuck the sky.
Well, I think Chunt wanted to do it earlier.
Well, yeah, I guess Queen Titania did it probably as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to the court of the Belleroth and become a mage in their service and learn the secrets that may be hidden there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's just like, I know every young rat says the same thing. It's just that the sky is the most beautiful thing that they've ever seen. And it looks like it would have the caress of a very gentle and empathetic lover. And I'd love to get to know it better. But,
well, look, guys, I'm just a little worried that you guys are just going to shit in our bread. That's my main concern.
I guess no one else is sharing their secret wand. It was just kind of, I just share, and then we move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was very rude of me. You were very vulnerable, and I responded by saying I was worried you were going to shit my bread.
Well, I thought to share, but then I thought everyone would go, huh? What?
You could try.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
What's your secret wand?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. I'm good. On to the next.
But I gotta be honest, I am worried also, Chunt, that you're gonna shit in my bread.
No, buddy, I would never.
Never?
Well, if I did, I would tell you.
Okay, well, I appreciate
that. You're my best friend.
Well, I appreciate that.
We don't have the last name, but we are brothers. In fact, I don't have a last name. Can I be Chunt Niekamp?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah, why not? I don't care. I'm not really attached to names.
Can't really stop you.
I was looking more for an enthusiastic yes than a huh. I guess so.
Wow, that really felt like it could have been a big moment between
you
two.
Yeah, right? Thank you, Greg. Fuck you, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted and worrying about my bread.
Shiny robes.
That's your secret want?
Yeah, that's my secret want. Shiny robes.
Really, no one's going to call him on that? No one? No one's going to say huh or what to that?
I get that.
Sure. That one I understand.
Yeah. Although your robes, I mean, look pretty dope right now. I got to be honest.
Yes, well, they're a multifaceted shade of ever-shifting colors, because I certainly am not associated with a single color. That would be a wizard thing, which I'm definitely not.
Oh, we got to get you guys polos with the letters on them. Oh, cool. Here we go. Thank you, Donaldson. And here we go. Toss you a polo.
Oh, thank you.
That feels pretty
These
good.
These are very small.
Who was the guy that handed you the polos?
Donaldson.
Donaldson. Oh, he looked kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Do you want him to hang out with us?
No, he looked like he had so much product in his fur, and he just looks, it's really coiffed.
Yeah. No, he's actually our treasurer. So he's got a lot of house points, really good spot in the hoard.
Yeah. And he kind of smells like, you know, like when you go into an armory and there's a bunch of axes. And there's just, like, that axe smell. Like, he smelled so much like that. Like, almost overwhelming, but in a good way.
Yeah. No, he does smell very good, although he does have a rare disease.
That,
like, every once in a while really affects the way he smells. It's called double pits to chesty. And he's got twice the amount of armpit in each armpit, and it spreads into his chest. But... yeah, he stands around a lot of axes that get grinded to kind of cover up for that.
Charlie's respect.
Was that your secret
want? Oh, your secret want.
My secret want is Charlie's respect.
This actually seems like a big moment.
Yeah.
Arnie, watch and learn.
It could be based on Charlie's respect. So yeah, let's watch.
I want you to know something.
Oh,
that,
it's process.
It's, you want my respect? I want you to know that you never have to worry about having my respect.
Here it comes.
To defeat all the evil in Foon. That's what I meant to say. Not shinier robes.
Dorisu, you're what? Stepping on this. Come on.
No, it's
sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
I gotta... backflip and chug, 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 chug. Okay, now I'm ready. You've always had my respect, Greg. Greg Havarti. Now, what do you say we party?
A Greg Havarti party?
Listen, I've always rode you way harder than all the other pledges. And
you have.
I mean, around and around the sewers. But it's because I see the most potential in you. And because I know that the second that you get in this fraternity, you're going to be way cooler than me. And people are going to see it. And I was scared, but that's just selfish.
You know, ever since the day of your birth that I remember, because I'm older than you.
By like a lot. Yeah,
by
you
a
have
lot.
Like you have memories from then.
That's right. I always was worried that you were going to take my place in the family and be the head of the household one day. And then we got to college and you literally were the head of the house. So you got to understand where I'm coming from. But to know that I have your respect, I don't ever need a secret want again. I'm going to tell you all the wants that I have. Oh my God, is Chunk crying?
Great, now I'm crying. And fine, I'll share my secret want. I wish everyone knew what a nutria was.
Huh?
So I wouldn't have to carry this burden. N-U-T.
What?
N-U-T-R-I-A. Look it up, please.
Huh?
I'm so tired of being the only one.
Huh? Who?
Anti-anxiety medication?
Artie, what do you think? Mobster or lobster?
I mean, both. That's the thing. It's not about each of the discrete parts. Like, that's what's so great about it. You get both mingling together.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I want to apologize for pledgeship earlier and giving it to you guys kind of rough. So, as a sign of good faith, if you all want to, you can either punch my balls, or if you feel like your fist is too big and it doesn't really make sense, I can punch them for you guys. But I
no
I
problem.
Flies across the room.
Wow, he stood still while saying flies across the room and doing a backflip.
Yeah, I'm pretty big. I'm 8 pounds.
My secret want was a 30-minute runtime, so I guess we're all learning to work with what we have. Was this entire performance generated by a fundamentally broken AI, you're wondering? No, there were real people behind those 2.5-dimensional characters. Dorisu the Sorcerer was played by Usador the Blue, what? Who was played by Matt Young, yawn? Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Fraternity Rats Charlie Havarti and Greg Cheese were played by special guests Sean Coyle and Waleed Mansour. Check out their podcast on the HeadGum Network, Sitcom D&D. It's a real-play D&D podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience, where each episode is self-contained and follows a classic sitcom formula. Think Dungeons & Dragons meets New Girl. Thought of it? Great. Find Sitcom D&D wherever podcasts are. To check out Waleed's art, follow Waleed Draws Things, there's periods between each word, I can't explain it any more clearly, on Instagram. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters like Adam Liebrick Johnson. I hope that hyphen is a supporter too. Adam, Tyler C., Knott, Connor Farrell, James Gerard Murphy, Lise, Karen D., Noe Cruz, Mariah Dawn, Amy Biggerstaff, content warning, the word Biggerstaff, Fresno Bob, Raisin Outlaw, Duke Williams, Rich Perry, Laria, Nick LeClaire, Keith, Lena Barkin, and Maggie. Smith or Gyllenhaal, who can say? Patreon supporters get ad-free episodes, all of the spin-off series like Offices and Bosses, Earth Games, and Hey Tavern Tavern, plus 2 completely new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, and the various perks we've tacked on in an increasingly desperate bid for your approval, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks and spends each day training, practicing, preparing. Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
I met her and I was like, she's gonna win.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
When I sing that song about being a black woman in America, there's gonna be backlash about that.
Oh, I'm just so happy. So happy.
I don't wanna see them. I don't wanna talk to them.
And then we stayed with them for the next year, unpacking just what happened those 2 weeks in Mobile. I'm Shimol Yai, and from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.